I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for the firm of Harris and Meringue.
I was terrified that I was not going to make the show on time.
Patrick Harris.
Hi, friend.
Danny Meringue.
I'm one of those weirdos.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hi, friend. Welcome into a Thursday edition of the firm, Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris with you. That's Danny Meringue to my left. Jeff Rust on the ones and twos. Finally got, I feel a little bit has settled down on this day today. Yesterday's a wild day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, very, very newsy for
newsy.
Us.
Yeah, very newsy for us.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah. It kind of throws everything off.
Does the day of the week feel off right now?
Very much so. Today kind of feels like a Friday for me.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I was going to say, like, it feels very Friday.
Like, I am so ready to mail this in right now.
I have no idea what's going on. I'm a bachelor all this week. It's just me at home and the cats, the wife and the kids.
Ditto, dude. And, I dropped the dog off at my mother-in-law's this morning because I'm going rafting this weekend. And it's just kind of like, man, can I just leave now?
I mean, you could.
I mean, I could. That would be a poor choice on my hand. You know, the wife doesn't like it when you quit jobs without jobs. Mm. Right. Trust me, been there.
Yeah, been there too.
And I'm frustrated because the DirecTV is logged out, so I can't watch the Mariners game. Mm. Old Schultzy had that set up for me.
Mm.
Now I'm hosed.
Womp, womp, womp,
now I'm hosed. I guess I'm going to watch women's golf.
You're not going to actually watch
it's
that.
It's at Columbia Edgewater.
You're not going to watch it.
It's local.
You're not going to
watch it. Standard Portland Classic.
You're not going to watch it.
What about the BMW Championship? It's the second round of the FedEx Cup playoffs.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll get to that later.
How is it not? I sit in the same spot Dirt does. How is it not on that?
That's my a good TV. Question. What was
that
on?
It was on football, like a replay of the Rams. That is the upset of the
that
year.
Is an upset.
Dude, that kid's a crackhead, man. Whenever, like, once football starts, like, golf doesn't exist.
No. It is always on golf.
Really?
Oh, yes. It is always on golf.
I wanted to watch
He is a true sicko. Like, there will be some random-ass tournament in BFE somewhere. It does not matter. Dude, it is on golf.
It's probably a good thing when we were watching championship football the other day. It was probably a good thing that those games ended before primetime because we would have gotten some weird looks. Hmm. Talk about full-on sickos, dude. We were watching League Cup of Championship teams, dude. That's pretty sicko.
Yeah, that's
pretty sicko. Like, I'm going to look up and see if there's anything on today. Because I don't know. I mean, maybe the MLB Network will play the Mariners game, but I'm not sure.
Typically, no.
I know, but sometimes they'll, like, cut into it.
Man.
You know what we need in here? We need a VPN in here. I mean, thought we had a VPN for the whole station.
We probably
like some
do.
Sort of security network that would...
Well, like on our laptops.
Yeah, I thought it was on the internet in general. I don't know how that stuff works.
Yeah, I
that's
can tell.
My pay grade.
Yeah, I kind of wish it was my pay grade, though, because then I would do something about it.
Mm.
You know?
Would you?
Yeah, hell yeah, I would.
Just because you have the power, you think you would do something about it?
I have the Root Sports app on my phone. Maybe I'll try to beam that up to the...
Do you pay for cable?
Yeah.
You pay for regular cable?
Yes.
Oh, dude. You're my guy right now. Jeff Russ, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to thank Papa Rust for the creation of Jeff Rust today on his glorious, magical 75th birthday.
Yeah, happy 75th birthday hey. To Papa Rust.
Happy 75th. But, yeah. I hope he's not listening. This is a yeah. rough happy birthday for him. Bunch of idiots in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, he lives here, too.
All right.
They live at Scant, probably 3 miles north of us as the crow flies.
At least he's proud of you. He probably hates us.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Well, I'm going to hope he's proud of you. I'm proud of you, Jeff Rust. You're my favorite.
I'll take that.
You're my favorite. I mean, you're also my least favorite because you're my only. You know how that works?
Yeah, like, right, exactly.
Like, if you only got one kid... Technically, that kid is your favorite and your least favorite.
I always tell, like, my 8-year-old, I'm like, you know what? You're my favorite Sammy. She's like, wait, what?
Whenever my kids ask, who's your favorite? I go, I hate all of you guys equally.
Yeah. I think my favorite Sammy is probably, might be a Cubano.
Oh, I love a good corned beef.
Really?
Love it.
Hot
pastrami.
There are a couple of sandwiches that if I go out to a restaurant and they have them on the menu,
yeah.
I will eat it. One is a Cubano and the other is a French dip.
French dip's not bad.
No,
au jus is a game changer,
especially if you got good. If you get the good au jus,
mm-hmm.
It's the Nashville hot fried chicken for me. That has become my crack.
I apologize to all the Cubanos out there. I think that is a wonderful sandwich and delicious. However, I don't eat it frequently because I don't like pickles. And I feel like if you take pickles off a Cuban sandwich...
Well, I guess
you
fit in that chair because Dusty's the exact same way. Yeah. Like, pickles make him throw up. Because
I think if you don't like pickles, that's like a pretty like crucial ingredient to that sandwich.
Kind of rules you out for a Cubano, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it all pickles, like dill and sweet or spicy?
Yeah, it's all pickles.
I'm not a sweet pickle guy.
Sometimes, you know, every once in a while a pickle's okay for me, but it's pretty tough. Pickles to me are a lot like Kalamata olives, or once you put pickles on something, everything tastes like pickles.
I don't agree with that, but I get where you're coming from.
I am also going to drop some knowledge on you that you are going to think is the stupidest thing in the world. Are you ready
for
this?
Is it a day that ends in Y? Go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you're going to love this. So, I love pickled vegetables, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Like pickled red onions.
But not pickles.
Here's the worst part. If you cut up cucumbers and pickle them, I'm in. But store-bought pickles, I'm out.
God, that's the most pretentious thing I think I've ever heard. I only like them when I make them.
No. It's not when I make them. I don't pickle vegetables. I don't got time for that. Which is funny because it's cut it up and put it in a jar. No, that's way too much work for me.
Yet, if you had the IT knowledge, you would go ahead and fix all of the IT issues.
Hell yeah, brother.
Uh-huh.
It's not even that we have IT issues. It's just that I would like flex my power.
Would you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think you like to think you would. I don't think you would actually do it, though.
In that situation, I would do it and not tell anyone.
Mm.
Yeah, see, that's how I would flex it. Because then if you tell people, then people are kind of like, they're going to have opinions and be worried that you're like messing stuff up or asking, you know, is that a valuable use of your time? There's nothing worse than a boss asking you, is that a valuable use of your time? Because every time you want to say, look, are you a valuable use of my time?
Is this conversation a valuable use of my time?
Yeah, right now you are wasting my time. I was actually completing something. Whether you think it was valuable or not, I found it valuable. God, no wonder all my bosses hated me.
Mm.
Well, look, if I'm
Was it
here,
just the bosses?
And you're here. Yeah,
some of my employees were.
Doesn't that make it our time?
Our time.
I mean,
you're right, Mr. Spicoli. That makes this pizza our pizza, and his soul just leaves his body.
Wait, no, not like that.
Oops.
Wait, man, whoa.
I will say, total random aside, walking outside and not being in the immediate furnace this morning was kind of a relief. Because I'm pro hot.
Oh, I'm not.
I don't like the 100 degree. Oh my God, I'm gonna die hot. I went to the driving range last night. Probably should not have done that because when I got done, you could have wrung my shirt out. It was just sticky wet out there.
Yeah, dude, that's gross, man. I always say you can only take off so many clothes. You can put more on.
Oh yeah, no, I got. Look, I violated all of the rules at the golf course yesterday. I had the short shorts, trainers, tank top, and a backwards hat on. It was great. I pissed off at least 7 old people.
Nobody comes over and says something to you? I thought that was their whole job. What? Don't look at me like that. I asked the question.
Who is going to come over and say something?
I don't know. A club attendant?
Come on.
One of the cart girls? I don't know.
I mean, come on.
Look, you're looking at a guy who's golfed once in his life, and I don't even know if I really golfed.
Just looking at me, how many people do you think are just... feel comfortable approaching me?
Well, I've seen the picture of you and me, so not me. I only sit here because I'm paid to.
Look, I'm well aware of what I look like. I have resting cop face.
Oh, dude, resting cop face? That's a pretty fair argument there.
Look, somebody said something it was either in the podcast last night or it was in the YouTubes here yesterday. Danny looks like an ICE agent getting ready, or a DA agent getting ready to be debriefed about a drug bust. And I was like, yeah, I know.
You could be a sheriff for a Halloween party and people be like, damn it, the cops are here.
Yeah, I'm aware that the shape of my face, the general look of my face and my facial hair, it's just...
It's the goatee and the shades, man.
It's not even just that. Look, I'm prior military. I just have the mannerisms and the resting bleep face that kind of goes with it, that just looks at everybody like they're the dumbest human on the planet.
The only time that I dress up in a cop costume and it's fitting is when it's...
I don't want to know this.
Lieutenant Dangle.
Yeah, there you go.
I had this conversation with some friends last night if we're thinking about Halloween costumes, and I was like, I bet you I know the number one Halloween costume this year already. And you should not do this, Danny. Mm. It's an ICE agent, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt. That is the number one Halloween costume.
It's also one of the number one pinatas right now.
I think my friend said, I'm going to...
Great crossover.
Los Angeles area.
I think my friend said for Halloween, I'm going to be Dean Cain as an ICE agent. And I was like, wow.
Sweet. Is he fat enough? Is he fat enough to pull it off?
I don't know. Maybe. That guy's Japanese, too.
Yeah. Well, let's face it. Dean Cain is looking a lot more like you and me these days.
I'm curious if anybody's looking at their Halloween costumes yet. You know, we're not too far away. I know I'm thinking about it. 503-864-6326 and the YouTube chat as well. Anybody thinking about Halloween costumes? Right now, me and the lady are kicking around Elvis and Priscilla.
Oh, right on.
The problem is to do Elvis, I would have to shave the mustache. Ooh. And I'm not really into that. You know, I've always wanted to do...
It grows back.
I know it does, but it makes me feel weird.
Enough.
Yeah, not quickly enough. I've always wanted to do Charlie Chaplin. The problem is...
Yeah, that mustache is a little too adjacent.
It's problematic.
The problem is, if Halloween, like this year, is on a Friday, uh-huh. I know this because we'll get to some college football news on that in a little bit. And so then Saturday could be like another great day for a party. Can I go 48 hours with a Hitler mustache? I don't think so.
Ooh, that's...
You know what I mean?
Time.
If I wanted to do it Friday night and Saturday night... Although, I don't know. Hitler's cool again. I don't know. Maybe
Friday
I can't get away
Saturday,
with it.
That's not 48 hours. You can cut that down to a scant, like, 30
And
hours.
Just not leave my house throughout
and
all of Saturday.
Just not leave your house. Yes. Exactly.
Honey, can you go get coffee? Absolutely not.
I don't have this year's Halloween costume figured out yet, but I have next year's. Because next year, I will be 50.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with, I'm going to grab a curly female wig and a red sweatsuit. And the name's Sally O'Malley. I'm 50 years old and I like to kick and stretch and kick. I'm 50.
Do you think people will know that joke?
They will after I'm done with them.
Let me tell you something here.
Yeah, boy. Oakley Duckley, well, we do got a show for you today. It's Thursday, so that means we'll hit Tears Day in the 11 o'clock hour, plus Web Gems at 11:45 like we always do. Let's see what else. We'll have Adam Gold on from Carolina. Talk to us a little more. We'll get into a little more of the Blazers sale. Covered a lot of it yesterday, but we'll kind of fast forward 24 hours. How we feeling? Plus, we'll talk to someone down there and try to get some more info on our new overlord. And then coming up this hour, college football, baby. College football. But first, I'd like to start in the NBA. All right? How serious is this? Because I might, despite the fact that I don't really like this player, he might really be onto something. We'll do that next. This is the firm of Harrison Marang on 105.1 The Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Been to a volcano. 1018 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. 503-864-6326. That's the Fan text line. She'll let you interact with us throughout the entire show. Also, the YouTube chat. What up?
Easy there.
Somebody on there said if Danny was in short shorts like Reno 911, he'd still look like a cop. And I kind of agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, sexy cop.
I do love me a little cop cutie.
Yeah, little cop cutie.
Cuties on duty.
Who doesn't like that?
I was thinking more in the vein of Paul Blart, but
oh, wow. What's that show, The Rookie? Have you not heard that song?
No.
Oh, okay. I'll find it for you.
We're going to try something new today. Tomorrow is Uncomfortable Word of the Week, and we would like you to get those submissions in today.
In fact, the tweet is going up right now.
Yes, we would like to get your submissions for Uncomfortable Word of the Week, as that will air tomorrow at 11:15, as it always does on Fridays.
A new little twist to it.
A little twist to it. This was an idea by one Jason Swigard that we are going to take and run with. Appreciation for the fill-in producer over there on that. So 503-864-6326, the YouTube chat. Get your submissions for Uncomfortable Word of the Week. Now, remember, some ground rules with this. You know, it can't just, like, if you say the word flaccid, like, okay, I know, you're trying. But, like, give me something that's, like, in the middle.
And it doesn't have to be a single word. Word or phrase.
The phrase is fine.
Things that you're just like, eh, I don't like that.
For example, our words in the past have been insert or insert.
Yes.
And milk. Okay? So it's like, you know, let things roam a little bit. You know, let things get out in the air and kind of let it do its thing. All right? But I'll start right here today. Danny, I'm curious, as the big hooper that you are, because I am not the biggest fan of this guy. I remember him being super highly touted, but I haven't really seen it super translate on the court, and that's Michael Porter Jr. Where do you sit with him?
He can be so much better than he is.
He's got the skills. He's got the talent.
He's an unbelievable shooter. So he came through Hoop Summit. He was a Northwest guy, and I remember the scouts that came through, it was like, oh man, he's 6'10", he can do this. But like, the thing was, he was just taking every jumper imaginable. The rebounding wasn't really probably what it should be. The defense probably wasn't what it should be. The handle probably wasn't what it should be.
The attrition and health probably wasn't what it should be.
Well, that was the thing, is he goes to Mizzou and his back basically explodes and you're like, that's a problem. And now he has the shoulder that he's dealing with as well. He's still good, but he's not worth $42 million a year good. Like,
yeah, that's one of them bad contracts surfacing around the NBA right now.
That old CBA that signed right before the new one kicked in, and it's like, yeah, okay. But, I mean, he's the thing he is good at, shooting, he's very good at.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 6'10". There's not a lot you can do with him defensively in the sense of, like, you know, altering his shot or getting him off his spot. That's, you know, that's the ultimate equalizer, as it were, guys like him and Kevin Durant that can just shoot over the top of you.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Just bigger than you.
Yeah, so.
I'd like to see Chet get there.
I don't think he's going to be that kind of guy. But
I know, but I'd like to see it.
Sure. It's the zag in you.
It is. It totally is.
But you've also seen flashes of Michael Porter Jr. of, like, when he does rebound and he does defend. Like, I don't think he's never going to be a passer or a creator other than for himself. He's a bit of a black hole. But I think you can have one of those guys on your roster.
It'll be interesting to see him on the Nets because they are looking for an identity. All those draft picks.
Somebody has to score on that team.
All those young kids, it could be a good spot for him.
Could be a good spot for him in the sense of his box score. I don't think it's going to do anything else more than that.
Well, we're not winning rings in Brooklyn? Come on.
Yeah, but beyond that, like, there's also, like, off-the-court stuff with Michael Porter Jr. And it's not just what we're going to talk about, but, like, he stepped in it more than a few times.
More than.
Insert issue here. Like, you just scroll through his podcast appearances and you're like, oh, even if you believe that, dude, don't say that publicly. Like, what are you?
You're not Kyrie. Kyrie has a ring, dude. Yeah, he can at least say
that. Yeah, he can. And everybody's like, it's Kyrie. He's cute. He's eccentric.
He's
weird.
Look
at him. That's
what my mama says about me.
It's Uncle Drew.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're not likable like that. There's no cult following of Michael Porter Jr. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a cult following of Kyrie. Like,
dude, I bet you there is the broiest of bros in Denver with a Michael Porter Jr. jersey. Yeah,
there probably is, but there's also probably that same group's also like, he can be pretty dumb.
He gets made fun of in his entire group.
In his own group chat. It's like, oh, come on, man. It's the Michael Porter Jr. fan club. Why are you roasting me here?
He brings up a great point in the group chat, and they're like, shut up, Michael Porter Jr.
Nerd.
We bring this up because Michael Porter Jr. is a story we wanted to get to a couple days ago, and yesterday things went off the rails. He was on a podcast the other day talking about gambling. Now, if you don't remember, his brother, Jonte, was banned from the NBA.
And went to federal prison. Federal prison.
Yeah, due to his role in a gambling scheme. So this is something I don't know, because I don't really love Michael Porter Jr. Like you said, he steps in it a lot. But he had something very interesting to say on betting, and here it is.
Sports gambling stuff can affect that a lot.
100%.
Think about it.
There you go.
You get mad at these dudes that do the sports betting. But think about if you could get all your homies rich by telling them, yo,
no,
bet $10,000 on my under. You know, this one game, I'm going to act like I got an injury and I'm a sit out. I'm going to come out after 3 minutes. And they all get a little bad because you did it one game. Like, that is so not okay. But some people probably think like that. They come from nothing and 100%. All their homies have nothing.
100%.
And they're like, bro, if I come out of this game after 3 minutes and y'all all hit on my under, we're all getting a little bad.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I obviously my brother went through his situation You know, Malik Beasley's going through a situation right now. Terry Rozier was in some hot water. But the whole sports gambling, like, entity, bro, it's bad, and it's only going to get worse, bro. Like, we really do get death threats. Like, if you – and the thing is, you can't –
somebody doesn't hit a parlay.
Crazy part is you can't win anymore, because if I do too good, if I do too good, I'm messing up the people that bet on the under. And if I bet – if they bet on my over, like – you know what I'm saying? So you're messing up some people's money. Who, if they bet on your under or over, you're messing up some people's
money. You know what's crazy? You think about this. It's only in probably, like, what, 13 states right now?
Well, no, I've never – have you ever you've obviously gotten DM before, like, oh, you f- my parlay.
Bro, what? Do you remember the dude in – who was the dude in the football playoffs that missed the catch in the end zone?
Yeah.
What was his name? He played on the –
was it this past year?
Yeah, the past year, and he missed the catch. You know what I'm talking about? He was like, he had that catch right in the end zone. He's like one of the best tight ends.
Andrews.
Thanks to Ryan Buckley for pulling that. We borrowed that from him, so yeah. Thanks, buddy. First off, I think it is very fascinating that it's Michael Porter Jr. talking
about
gambling.
Speaking from direct experience.
Yeah, exactly. And he almost makes it sound like it almost, and maybe it's because I'm assuming because of his brother's situation, that you're kind of like, I've done this.
Yeah.
You know, that's how that sounds. So I don't know if it's a kudos to him or an idiot of him say something.
I think he's right.
But I think it kind of resonates a little more coming from him.
No, that's exactly. It's like the scared straight stuff, right? You know, like when you've been in a spot and you can speak to it, like his family's going through hell.
Yeah.
His brother is in federal prison. And that's going to be a Marcus with him for his entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's only in federal prison for 3 years, or I think is what it was, 3 to 5.
Dude, 3 years?
In federal prison.
Dude, I got married 3 years. It feels like a decade ago.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Now, imagine how fast that time goes in federal prison. But, I mean, maybe...
Talk about not knowing what day of the week it is.
Right? Does it matter? Thanks. But, look, I'm not going to name any players. I have had a lot of players.
Sure.
Who I have had this discussion with. And they have... like mid discussion, pulled out their phone and showed me DMs of the most heinous things I have ever seen. I've shared this one before. Former social media manager for the Trailblazers was in tears because somebody DM'd the account hoping that the entire plane crashed and that everyone died a fiery death. And like, it was just like because of a parlay.
Yeah,
and she was like, "I can't look at this anymore." And it's because it was so prolific, like how much of this as there was. I know a lot of guys in the league. The staggering majority, when you hear a player say, "I don't look at my phone, I don't look at the socials,"
stop.
They all do.
Stop.
Like, there's maybe like
the NFL more so than any other league.
There's maybe like a guy per team
that
legitimately doesn't look at their phone. The rest of these guys are searching their names, and it's just like. Don't do that.
Yeah, I think you have to remember, too, in the NBA, which makes it really challenging, is that they are the most visible superstars.
Yes.
The camera's the closest on them. They are not wearing hats, helmets, anything like that. So it is your face, your image. And that's probably why the NBA, that's a huge reason why the NBA is such an image-based league, is because you are so visible.
Yep.
And then that's kind of turned into the culture and how people dress and et cetera like that, and why they still have social media, because the answer is like, dude, just don't have social media. But that's so much easier said than done. I am curious, though, is the NBA the most prone to gambling of all of them?
Baseball.
Yeah, baseball.
Particularly pitchers.
Yeah, because I was thinking in basketball, you could do something like this. You know, stats seem...
I think we have to get rid of prop bets. I think we have to get rid of prop bets.
Oh, dude, man. The whole idea of just getting rid of any gambling, I don't know if that's going to happen. That's the problem.
Because
I think the easiest thing for me is someone who doesn't gamble. Like, I don't care. Just ban it all.
The individual...
Or do the overseas stuff.
The individually affected prop bets. It's so easy. It's so, so easy.
Yeah, the over-under points, rebounds, minutes.
Like, there's just so many things that you can do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Malik Beasley... There's that one in there. There's a clip from last season. The game's over. It's a made free throw. He sprints on the inbound and goes to score to cover.
Yeah, because he knows.
And the look on his face when he scores was like, oh, buddy.
That man needs a place to live. Anybody got a spot for Malik Beasley?
Yeah, for those that don't know, Malik Beasley has been evicted
from his apartment. This is the second time his landlord has sued him. Oof. The first one, the case fell apart for some reason. The second one did stick, and he was evicted. He was having his paycheck garnished by his dentist from the Pistons.
Wow.
My man is cooked.
Cooked. That's in big trouble. I wanted to bring this up, you know. I mean, there's so much you can get into with it, you know. But I think this is kind of starting to be the beginning, you know. I kind of want to use this as we're building this show and starting the show as kind of like almost like a starting bar. You know, this is where we are with gambling. You know, is this going to get worse?
It's gotten so far already, and it can get worse. I'm with MPJ on this.
I am too.
It can get so much worse. And here's what's going to happen. Jontay Porter getting arrested and going to federal prison, it mattered in the sense of like sending a flag of like, don't do this.
Right.
But he's not a big enough name.
Right. And is Malik Beasley or Terry Rozier a big enough name?
Probably not. Probably not. But I guarantee you people are looking around the league like, oh, they are watching.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
look, there's signs everywhere.
I hate to name anybody because I don't want to implicate, but if there's a Devin Booker or a Victor Wembanyama, you know, like.
Heaven forbid one of these guys has an itch like that. Like,
dude, a LeBron James. Obviously wouldn't be him. He's loaded. But of that level of star power.
So there are signs everywhere in all the locker rooms and in the media discussions about don't give tips. And what they mean is, don't talk about availability. Oh, don't talk about injuries.
Hey, boy, I haven't seen you in a couple weeks. How's your ankle? Don't say anything.
It's like, I've got a relationship with Blazers players. Like, they know if I ask them, I'm not doing it to report it. I'm doing it to go
gamble.
Yeah, no, definitely not. I do it for, you know, somebody says, oh, you know, player X is, you know, God, this guy, you know, this you know, fan on Twitter is like, man, this guy sucks tonight. I'm like, yeah, well, I'll usually say something along the lines of, I've heard they're dealing with some stuff. It's not an excuse, but it's like, you know, there was a time.
But it's not giving them inside.
No, it's like, you know, knowing that Dame was dealing with his core injury.
Yeah.
Before he had the surgery, I was like, yeah, he's dealing with some stuff right now. Like, and there's a lot of that. That's not just me. Like, if you work in media and if you have relationships with players, you know when guys are dealing with an ankle or a wrist or a hand or a knee. Like, even if it's not on the injury report, which that's a whole different discussion as far as like. Because coaches are trying to protect guys and not put stuff on there. Because, you know, it's the same thing in the NFL where you're just like, you know, the Bill Belichick of it all of like probable,
the
questionable.
The fake injury reports. Yeah.
Everyone's questionable. Everyone's probable. It's like, or in the NHL where it's just upper body and lower body.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, come on, guys.
All right. We'll keep an eye on this as, you know, especially as Malik Beasley's stuff starts to play out a little bit more. We'll keep an eye on sports gambling as it could honestly be something that topples all of these sports. That's a 30,000 foot view. That's a little extreme, but it is a possibility. So we'll keep an eye on that. We come back. Let's dive into college football. Could the World Series affect one of the biggest games of the college football season? We'll get to that next. But first, there's Rust with Sports.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, I'll Take You Higher, plus we'll have Tears Day, Web Gems, etc. The noon hour, we'll have Adam Gold on from Carolina to talk to us a little bit about our new overlord. I like thinking about bosses as overlords. It kind of cushions the blow a little bit, you know? When you just tell yourself instantly that that guy's in charge, you just kind of let it go.
Is that how it works?
For me, as a pacifist, 10 toes on each side of the fence.
Yes,
yeah, so
guy. That's when you said if you had the internet power, you would use it. I'm just like, no, you wouldn't.
Again,
come on now.
Again, I told you I would do it and not tell anybody.
No, you wouldn't. It would require you doing something. Come on now.
So there's a lot of that to get to. A funny, interesting kind of situation that came across my feed that I wanted to just kind of laugh about a little bit is the Major League Baseball put out the World Series schedule. They have it scheduled. I mean, they did come out and say that if both series, like both LCS series, finish up quickly, if they don't go past game five, this schedule could change. But this is like assuming that all games go to game five, game three, game seven, sort of thing. And that would put game seven of the World Series on November 1st.
Dude, I don't like that.
Yeah, nobody likes that. Not even when Jeter became Mr. November did I like that.
Yeah, no, it's weird.
But what that could cause a problem is that's a Saturday on Fox. Baseball games tend to be at 5 o'clock in the World Series. That weekend is Penn State at Ohio State. And it has caused a little bit of confusion as to what Fox will do as they are bidding on these games to try to get a hold of them. You would want Penn State at Ohio State probably in that 4 o'clock window. Right?
Yeah, well,
at the shoe?
Kind of also sounds like a possible Peacock game to me.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah. It's almost like nobody wants to touch this game now.
Not only that, that's one of those weekends that's loaded. So you have Penn State, Ohio State. You've got Duke, Clemson, Notre Dame, Boston College, Miami, SMU, Arizona State, Iowa State, South Carolina, Ole Miss, Texas Tech, Kansas State, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Indiana, Maryland. I'm trying to see if there's any other.
Dude, Wazoo at Oregon State for the local vibe?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a big game. It's going to be on CBS.
And Florida, Georgia.
Yeah.
Good God. The World Series does not want that beef. Like, doesn't matter what
they
network.
They don't, but Fox is married to it.
Oh, I know, but I'm saying, like, if you're Fox, you're looking to move that to Friday.
Move the game to Friday?
You're looking to move that game to Friday.
Can you do that? Can they do that? Can they push Penn State, Ohio State to Friday
No,
night?
No. I'm talking the World Series.
Can't. Game six is on Friday.
I'm saying that the whole schedule needs to bump back a day.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
You're praying that those series before don't go long.
You're praying that Dodgers, Padres, and the NLCS is a five-game series? Yeah, like, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Because you're going to get slaughtered.
Well, what's going to happen is you're going to lose the right to it. Someone else is going to snatch it. I mean, unless you're okay with putting that game at the big noon, you know?
No way.
I mean, if it means not getting, if well, it means you, not you, getting the game.
You won't put it at big noon because the Florida-Georgia game is the 12:30 kick.
Because you're going to go head-to-head with who's got that? Is that ABC. CBS, ABC?
Yeah. So you're not, so yeah.
You don't want to go head-to-head?
It's a nighttime game.
It can't be on Fox.
So yeah.
Then to Jeff's point, that would be a Peacock game.
So what you do?
Dude, you want to talk about people getting mad? People gonna get real mad.
I'm a Peacock. You gotta let me fly.
If Penn State, Ohio State is on Peacock, I have Peacock, so I don't care. I have everything.
I'm a cable subscriber. I get it for free.
Yeah, you're good. But people are not going to be stoked about that. I mean,
NBC could, you know, call an audible there.
If I were NBC, you put that on. Well, I don't know, man. There's that brain trust that's going to be like, it's just this game.
Well, so we've seen this before where there's been some swaps. You can have swaps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's weeks in there to do that. And so if you, and there's like a point system tied to it, basically. And if you swap this, but here's the thing, you know, the other networks are going to know that they're leveraged. So, you know, what does that end up looking like for
exactly.
you?
This is going to be a battle. Mm. My favorite part was when I was reading about this on the college football subreddit, Penn State fans were like, we're never going to the horseshoe at night again, ever. They were like, that won't happen. We won't do it. Refuse to do it. And I was like, oh, we're a little scared over there. A little scared over there.
Doesn't like it.
But it'll be interesting, like, from a Fox perspective, like, you might have to just eat it. Or what would be the worst thing about going up against Florida, Georgia?
Nobody watching.
Like, but what if Florida has four losses at that time with that brutal schedule?
Or Lagway's hurt.
You see what I mean? Like, what if Florida is kind of dissipated? I mean, their schedule might be one of the worst in the country.
Yeah, I think the
or best, however you want to describe that.
I was listening to Pate the other day, and I think he said it's like the number five or number six toughest schedule in the
country. They could have four losses by November 1st.
Sure, and at that point in time, then you...
Then I would take a shot. If Penn State and Ohio State are undefeated, if Penn State gets through Oregon, Ohio State's clean... I'd take a shot at it.
Yeah.
But I guess I still think you just want those big games, unless they're in the South, because, look, I know everybody in the South loves their daytime games.
Just means more.
It just means more. But I would rather have that at noon than on Peacock.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, if I'm college football.
Yeah, 100%.
If I'm college football.
No, there's a 0% chance that you want that game going to an alternate platform with the two of your biggest brands in the conference.
That's where we are, guys. That's where we are. Can you smell it? I saw today we're Gardner Minshew days away from Wazoo football, which is the number on his jersey.
Yeah, dang.
So I love these wars. I love when media companies, broadcast partners have to like fight each other because they like won't take the scraps, but they'll scratch and claw for all the big ones.
Mm.
So it really makes me excited to think that somebody's going to have to lose in this situation.
Well,
or concede, I should say.
When one concedes, another one wins, but it ends up coming back around and the other one concedes. And that's the thing. It's like it's a quote unquote big deal until it's not a big deal when the other network has to do the same thing.
I mean, I don't know if it goes to game seven. I mean, mine just not go to a game seven of a World Series. So you have that as well.
Sure.
But game seven of the World Series on at 5:00, Wazoo at Oregon State at 4:30. Damn it, I'm going to have to buy another TV.
Come, you don't care.
I do too.
No, you don't. You say all the time you don't care.
When the game's on, I'm going to watch.
God, would you pick a side?
No.
It's just unbelievable.
I did pick a side.
I'm not going to watch. I don't care.
Well, I don't care, but I'm going to watch. It's my team.
Five toes down on each side of the fence,
good
right?
You got it, dude.
God.
My butt hurts, though. Mm. All right, we come back. If the AP poll were the college football playoff, what would that look like? We'll do that next. The Firm, 105.1 The Fan. Still collecting your submissions for Uncomfortable Word of the Week tomorrow. We'll do that at 11:15, so get those in the fan text line, 503-864-6326, or the YouTube chat. Thanks for hanging out with us. Stick around. In the 11 o'clock hour, we'll do Tears Day. What's our Tears Day today, Danny?
Bucket list sporting events.
Ooh, I got to make sure you have one of mine on there, which when I tell you, will give away how high on the list it is. But so we'll do that at the 11:15.
There's actually a couple on there that I've already done.
Mm. Ooh, yeah, where do those lie? Like, where do you put those on the list?
I put them in my S tier.
Yeah. Okay.
I've got a couple of those.
So we'll get to that in about a half hour, a little less than a half hour, a little more than a half hour. Side note, that weekend, Diego Pavia goes to Texas.
Mm.
Vanderbilt takes down the Texas Longhorns.
Horns down.
And that game's at 9 a.m. Our time. That's a big noon.
West Coast, best coast. wake up with football.
College football is really nice. Even that 10 a.m. NFL game is really nice. I don't like the NFL in Europe early game.
No, see, I do. I like that one because our 8-year-old, she always wakes up by about 7:00 anyway. So if she comes in and wakes up and I'm like, ooh, there's football on. There's no better way to start a Sunday.
See, I'm not stoked about it because I watch Premier League on Sunday morning before I get to NFL.
Which is why I dig the 6:30 a.m. NFL game.
Because I need the 6:30 a.m. EPL kick.
I don't need that.
There's an 8:30 game, too, so I got a weird window there.
That's just like 10:30. That's just like Sweet Brown. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I will say, there's one thing that the Brits do well. When they say kickoff time is at at certain times.
It is.
There's a ref standing at center field with a watch on the second whistle blows go.
And you know, and you know when that game's going to end.
Well, and usually that coverage starts at what, like 55 of the hour. You got what, a 5 minute pregame and then go.
Yeah.
Speaking of NFL, Football Talk on the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I know we're a little more college today. I know we'll get to some NFL maybe tomorrow, definitely next week as preseason games start to come through as well. But I wanted to take a little bit of fun. I think, again, we've had this ready to do for a couple days, but yesterday went sideways. If you had the 12-team playoff, how it would look under this year's new format with the AP top 10 or top, the AP top 25. You would have LSU at Alabama. Just means more. What's the environment at Alabama for that game if LSU comes to town?
I mean.
Wow.
Spicy.
It's going to get weird. It's going to get wild.
On the bottom side of that bracket would be Georgia at Boise State. Let's go.
Poor Boise State.
I love the idea that Boise State's going to host all these massive programs at the Blue Turf.
How do you think the Bulldogs would travel?
Oh, my God.
Would they travel? Would they go to Boise?
He's just like, we're going to mop the floor with them. There is no way I'm staying in that hellhole of Idaho. I'm going back to my tiny town in Georgia.
Well, because the worst part is, too, they'd probably be like, Boise, that's a pretty left city. I don't think I can go there.
They got like, them really? Hippies up there. It's like, I don't know, baby. It's Idaho.
It's Idaho.
On the other side of the bracket, you would have Notre Dame at Arizona State. I think that would be wild. Night game in the desert.
Where stuff just gets weird.
Stuff just gets weird down there. That would be really fun. And maybe the coup de grace of the all the first round matchups would be Mario Cristobal at Autzen.
I mean, yeah.
You want to talk, like, we might talk 3 hours for a week straight leading up to that game about that game.
I don't know that you'd have enough time throughout the week leading up to that to get talk to everything? About all of those matchups and how juicy they are.
I would do my hardest to get Willie Taggart in the building as well, just for funsies.
Oh, God, yeah. Although I think he's probably got a restraining order, Morgan.
Have a great day if you want to.
Have him on the sidelines. I'm here with Fox.
Can't stop it. I work here.
Don't put that out in the ether.
So those would be really fun. I just thought these are cool things to look at. Winner of Miami, Oregon would go play Penn State, probably the Rose Bowl. I would take Oregon in that game. So Oregon, Penn State, and the Rose Bowl would be dope. Big Ten, Pac-10, sort of old school life. Winner of Notre Dame, Arizona State would go to the Horseshoe. Well, no, sorry. Would go to Ohio State. So maybe play in, I don't know, the Sugar Bowl, New Orleans, maybe.
Yeah.
Georgia, Boise State winner would take on Clemson somewhere down south. Winner of LSU, Alabama would take on Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, maybe Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah.
That Texas Bowl, that LSU, Alabama winner playing Texas, Mercedes?
Yeah, they're a Vegas.
Or would you send Clemson, Georgia? No, I mean Mercedes in Atlanta.
Yeah, I know. No, you can't send Georgia to Atlanta.
Yeah, I guess that.
Especially as the lower seed.
So we'll just send them to Florida.
I mean South Carolina.
Oh, you mean kind of like how Oregon plays Georgia on a neutral field in Atlanta?
Yeah. Well, it's not Athens. Yeah. As we learned, things are far apart.
Yeah, it was like 80% dogs.
Yes,
it's like, yeah, that might even be generous.
I don't know if it was that at halftime.
Yeah.
That place is probably pretty empty around there.
Well, it's probably a lot of red and black still.
Yeah, anyway, really fun. I think the right side of the bracket is the most exciting for us locally because you would have Oregon, Miami. Winner would play Penn State. You'd have Ohio State, so we're looking at all three Big Ten teams there. Notre Dame, Arizona State, which would be, yes, sign me up. God, now I'm rooting for that for the whole year. Do you think Notre Dame, this is going to be a total tangent, do you think Notre Dame will ever get to the point where they're so mad they're not hosting one of these that they do something about it?
No, I don't think that's the thing that pushes them in. I think that the financial draw of being at a conference and somebody finally telling them to go to hell will be the thing that undoes it.
And I don't even know why I asked that. You know, they're just waiting for everyone to break off. Once they make the Super League,
that's when they'll come in.
Yeah, no. That's when they'll come in. All right, we come back. Let's mess around. It's the 11 o'clock hour. Hang out with us. 105.1 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.